Unit test. Look at the pictures while listening and choose the best description. Number 1.
A. These women are wearing veils. B. These women are buying veils. C. These women are selling veils. D. These women are making veils.
Number 2.
A. These people are reading the Bible. B. These people are praying in the street. C. These people are singing hymns in the church. D. These people are gathering at the temple.
Listen and choose the best response. Number 3.
Do you have to pray every day?
A. That's interesting. B. I've never been there. C. No, I didn't pray for her. D. Yes, we have to pray to Allah 5 times a day.
Number 4.
Don't you get hungry when you don't eat?
A. I must also read the Quran. B. That would be wonderful. C. I get hungry a little bit, but we are allowed to eat after sunset. D. I must fast every day for the whole month.
Number 5.
How can he get married without a girlfriend?
A. Don't worry. B. Believe it or not, he has a fiancé. C. We must congratulate him. D. To tell the truth, he's not happy at all.
Number 6.
Ahmed's father arranged his marriage, so he has to marry a girl whom he doesn't love.
A. I don't understand why he obeys his father. B. I agree, but he can't stop his marriage. C. Just trust me. D. Such as?
Listen and answer each question. Number 7.
Hey, Abdul, what are you packing? Are you planning to go home?
Yes, I must go home now.
But we've just finished preparing for the team presentation. I thought you'd like to have lunch with me.
Sarah, I'd really love to, but I can't. I'm sorry.
Why?
Because I should pray to Allah at home with my family. It's a Muslim's duty. I'm sorry.
Number 8.
Have you heard that Azra is going to get married next month?
Does she have a fiancé?
Yes, she has. I just heard about him.
That's nice. We must congratulate her.
To tell the truth, she's not very happy about it because her father arranged the marriage. She said she can't deny her father because an arranged marriage is part of the Muslim culture.
That's too bad. Number 9.
I've heard there are some differences between Muslims and us.
What have you heard?
Women in some countries should wear veils over their faces.
My friend Azra said women cannot drive cars in some Muslim countries.
I don't think I would be a very good Muslim. I couldn't live without my car.
If our government banned women drivers, it would stop your wild driving. Number 10.
Sadi, why don't you eat your lunch? Didn't you bring it?
No, I'm just fasting.
Fasting? Why? Are you on a diet? You don't need to be on a diet.
No, I'm not. I'm fasting because of our Muslim tradition.
What do you mean?
Muslims must fast every day for a whole month when Ramadan begins.
That's a strange custom.
Don't say that. It's our culture.
Sorry.
Listen and answer the following questions. Numbers 11, 12, and 13.
As I said, many people think that Muslims are all members of terrorist groups. But it's not always true. According to the Quran, Muslims respect human rights and the dignity of human life. In other words, Islam is a religion that regards peace as one of its highest values. So it's not right for all Muslims to be treated as terrorists. We should cast away such prejudices and treat Muslims fairly. And we should try to understand that they have a different culture and religion from ours. They are not always harmful, and they can be friends with us. Well, next class, I'll talk about the role of women in Muslim society. I'll give you an assignment to search on the internet.
Numbers 14, 15, and 16. When I was in the Middle East, I experienced the Muslim culture. It was a really nice and peculiar experience, so I would like to tell you about some of their customs. First, I'm going to tell you about Su'am. Su'am, which is the second act of worship, means fasting in the month of Ramadan, the ninth month of the Islamic calendar. Every mature Muslim should fast. That is, they should not eat or drink from dawn to sunset. When Muslims are fasting, they think about why they pray to Allah and why they fast. The second custom is Hajj. Every Muslim must perform Hajj, which means pilgrimage to Mecca once in his lifetime. Muslims think a Muslim's journey to the house of God is a spiritual experience, and they try to seek their Maker's forgiveness through the performance of all the rituals attending pilgrimage.